little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
And what are the crucial, what are the crucial other things that are part of a suicide assessment? What else? So the initial question, have you been thinking of it?
What plans have they made?
Plans?
Like active plans?
Yeah.
Past behaviour, have Correct. They done it before?
Yeah.
What's stopping them from doing it?
Yes.
And that's any particular phrase you use for that, because you can get your fingers burned. So what's stopping you?
Yeah.
And one of my partners had a complaint from a very tricky woman who had absolutely no intention of committing suicide. But the complaint included, and then he said, why don't you do it?
Go on.
So you can get your fingers burnt. So any particular ways?
So it is dependent, isn't it? So I had a lady recently who, it was a bit bizarre. She's very cheerful about it and said, I often think, about jumping in front of a bus. And so I said, okay, have you thought about that today? And she said, no. And I said, when was the last time you thought about it? And then I said, I did say, if that's what you're thinking, then what stops you from following through with that?
Yeah.
And often it's family members, so she couldn't do it to her sons, to her partner and things. So
that's a lovely way of saying it, though, isn't it? Because it's not provocative. It's, you could never be saying that. That's saying you should be doing it now. It's
stopping you. Yeah. So you're assuming that.
So say that again, because that was a really nice shot.
I didn't say what's stopping you from following through with that thought.
Yeah.
And that's usually okay.
Yeah.
What are the things that help you not do that?
Yeah.
And if you're being really thorough, what else do you need as part of your assessment?
What to do if they do feel like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what puts you at greater risk? When are the times when you're going to be most at risk of these thoughts getting to you? Or when might you be at most at risk of acting on some of these very unhappy thoughts? Mm. So is alcohol something that puts you at greater risk? When so-and-so goes away, what plans have you in place for how to stay safe when those thoughts become more... larger, louder in your mind? I think those can be helpful, and that moves you into what can we do, you and me, to help you stay safe even when it's really tough, because we know that a certain percentage of suicidal attempts would be made by mistake, essentially, or not fully planned. The people you're not going to stop committing suicide are the people that don't tell you. And you are very clear about what they want to do.
You meet a few people, don't you, who say, I know I will do it one day. And they've attempted many times before, met a few patients who said that. And you do know that that sort of probably is going to happen.
I think the ones that are going to do it tend not to come to the GP. I think as part of that, they're coming to the
GP. That's true, although I think it's about 60 to 70% of people who do commit suicide have seen their GP in the previous 2 months.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean, and certainly one of my partners had a horrible, both the patient relatives and her, of someone coming in and walking straight out, having assessed them, a very troubled woman, went out straight away and threw herself off Tyne Bridge. These feelings can sometimes be very overwhelming, but I think it's getting into, tell me what these feelings feel like. What is it like when you're feeling these things or thinking these things? And I think it's very, what does stop you? And then, of course, there's the risk statistical stuff. So what do we know about those things?
What are these factors you mean?
Yeah, who's
like most young males.
Yeah.
Isolation, lack of support, previous attempts, older men, younger men.
Yeah.
and chronic diseases.
Early childhood, multiple, and mental health, obviously, you know, it is more common in people who have significant depression, but it's by no means, So this is, you can't really read it, I'm afraid, but this is quite a good thing, and you can download this, but just to read those out. So you've got long-term risk factors, past risk, family history, gender, age, mental health, physical health, marital status. Being married is protective, curiously. Employment, retired, forensic. So it's always better to have someone to complain about than not on the whole. Personality, and then short-term risk factors, and that, you know, those are the crisis things: debt, stress, recent loss or anniversary, relapse of mental health, acute physical health, alcohol, availability of methods, and that's certainly something that I have learned to do a bit better. I had someone who made an attempt and told me about it with a rope, and I didn't ask him whether he'd got rid of the rope or given it to someone else. And then he had another argument with his ex, and he had no real coping strategies in his early things. He just went straight home and hung himself. And she realized he was going to do that and got there too late. And certainly that was a preventable death, really. So it's not good. And then protective factors, supports, relationships, managing stresses, help-seeking behaviors, willingness to engage, positive plans. So, you know, the very nature of someone coming to see you and talking to you about that.
I think it's worthwhile just staying with the point about the method. And where you can perceive that there's a method that they might take. So one of the blind spots that we sometimes have is feeling comfortable that somebody's self-harmed before and they've not really meant to kill themselves. But one of the risk factors for successful suicide is that they've attempted before. Mm-hmm. Usually it's escalating before they're actually successful. But if there's a way of reducing that risk, be that getting a relative to remove a weapon or a rope or some method or other, or is it removing all the medication that they've got in their house that they could be taking, or changing the way that their medication is delivered so that it's on a weekly basis. Those things do make a difference, so they're worthwhile paying some attention to.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.